the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of a fascinating gentleman. His name is Dr. Robert Zubrin, and he has written a book called The Merchants of Despair. He certainly is deeply involved in the nuclear industry. He has a number of patents dealing with nuclear power, and certainly his views would be totally contrary to so much we're getting today, because there's an organized effort to shut down a nuclear power generation in the United States. Now, whether you know it or not, Germany is going to do away with nuclear power. They're going to use what happened at Fukushima to try to discourage the development of nuclear power in America, building any more nuclear plants, trying to close down the plants we have already. You can see this orchestrated effort time and time again. It's as you pick up your newspaper and you read about the tuna with the contaminated tuna. Of course, when they read the article, you find that there's hardly any certainly a contamination at all. But the headlines are, you know, the radioactivity in the tuna. But of course, this is not simply nuclear power we're going to be talking about. It's the whole effort for population control. Well, thank you very much for being with us this evening. Oh, let's see if we can get Robert on the line. Robert, are you there?
I'm right here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, that's again, now this is the third program that Robert has done with us, but he does such a good job. I wanted every one of our listeners to hear him. So you pick up your story about this effort to limit the population of the world and the excellent job you've done in your book, The Merchants of Despair.
All right. Well, look, let's start at the beginning. What is anti-humanism? It's this philosophy that human beings are a kind of pathogen that is consuming the world. And so their numbers, their activities, their liberties must be severely constrained, and therefore someone must be empowered to do the constraining. You know, that's the basic idea. And in the book, Merchants of Despair, I take this doctrine and I show its effects from the days when it was first promulgated by Thomas Malthus back around 1800. And used to justify the mass starvation that the British were creating in India and Ireland, down through the Nazis, and then to after World War II, the population control movement and the environmentalist movement and the people who said that we have to stop economic growth because there are limits to growth due to lack of resources, and the anti-technology movement. And finally, the most recent version being the global warming movement that says we have to stop humanity because they're wrecking the world's weather. But, you know, let's just take the last example. In the 1970s, there was a cooling trend underway in the climate. And these people said, look, this global cooling is being caused by industry, which is being driven by out-of-control economic growth and population growth. They got to be put under control, put us in control. Then in the 80s, it started to warm. They said, look, this global warming is being driven by industry, which is being driven by out-of-control economic growth and population growth. They got to be put under control, put us in control. The problem is always different. The solution is always the same. which is to give these people dictatorial power.
And I really think, as you point out, we have the environmental movement, and this we have this anti-humanist element. And they're really both the same, but there really are people who want to destroy humanity as we know it.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Robert is simply saying that the real problem is here. There are people who want power, and he doesn't think they care whether there are 2 billion people in the world or 6 billion people. What they want is to be in charge and in control of all of them. And they are using the threat to the environment, whether it be global cooling or global warming, to justify expanding government control over the lives of the people. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So let's talk about Paul Ehrlich. He wrote the book The Population Bomb in 1968. Many of us are old enough to remember that. I mean, that wasn't a book. That was a phenomenon. I mean, he was massively promoted. This guy was on the Johnny Carson show 10 times. And he was spouting incredible, horrible things, and which were pure scientific quackery. In other words, he basically said, following Malthus, that human well-being is inversely proportional to human numbers. He says, look, here we are, 1968, 3.5 billion people in the world, more than there's ever been, and there's going to be 7 billion by the year 2000, and so we got some starving people in the world today. They'll be starving in the streets by the year 2000 unless we have population control, and we have to not only force the third world countries to massively sterilize their population, but we have to have population control right here in the United States, or Americans are going to all be starving by the year 2000. We have to set up a government bureau of population. and it should become the law that in order for an American to have a child, they should get a permit from the U.S. government. Now, this idea, well, first of all, they did force population control on third world countries. India was denied famine aid unless they started mass sterilizations, and the Indira Gandhi government capitulated to that and did it, and then they did it to numerous other third world nations. This population bureau for the United States, it fortunately did not pass, although a bill to create one was introduced into the U.S. Congress with significant bipartisan support. Didn't become law here. It did so in China, where it resulted in this horrific one-child policy, where if people have more than one child, the second child is taken away from their parents and basically done away with. But just the thing is that not only are these policies horrendous, they're quackery. Because think about this for a minute. The world population in 1968 was double what it was in 1931 when Ehrlich was born. Now, if his theory was correct, we should have had an affluent world in 1931 because there were much fewer people in the world than there were in 1968. And he would have been there to see it, okay? It wouldn't take very much research to see the wealthy world of the 1930s. But, of course, the world of the 1930s was much poorer than the world of the 1960s. And guess what? The world population has doubled since 1968, but the world today is much richer than it was in 1968. And particularly in those countries like India and China, which Ehrlich said had to be sent down the drain. But even the United States is much better off today than it was in 1968. This theory is just nonsense. And if you look at human history, what you see is as the world population has gone up, the standard of living has gone up. So this isn't a scientific theory. This is just quackery. Any scientist, you can be wrong about predicting the future, but your theory should match what has already happened in the past. And the Malthus theory, the Ehrlich theory, does not. These people are quacks. But yet they say, look, it is the inconvenient truth that we cannot have more people in the world, and so we must have population control. And if you have a second child in China, the child must be taken away and euthanized. It is the inconvenient truth that there's too many people in Ireland, and so they all have to starve to death, says Malthus. The surplus population should be driven from the land. It is the inconvenient truth, say the Nazis, that there isn't enough land for everyone in Europe, and Germany needs living space, and so the Jews and the Slavs have to be exterminated. It's the inconvenient truth, says the Club of Rome, that the world's running out of resources and we have to stop economic growth. And it's the inconvenient truth, says Al Gore, in fact, it's the title of his book, that we're ruining the world's climate with our economic growth, and so we have to stop economic growth, which, by the way, means that billions of people who are currently living in poverty will have to stay that way. You know, that's what these people do. They constantly put forth some pseudoscientific theory that justifies atrocities, and then they go and carry out atrocities with all the validation that science or what pretends to be science can give them.
And I certainly agree with you, but most people find it difficult to believe that this is coordinated, and of course that the people actually believe this. Now, of course, they keep telling us, oh, certainly the world population is exploding, and certainly in 30 years from now, they're going to be, you know, certainly 9.5 billion people in the world, and that figure is probably true. What they do not tell you is that the world, the population of Europe, the Caucasian population of Europe, certainly is imploding. It's dying off, certainly by the year 2050. Why? Now there'll be very few white Caucasians left in Europe, certainly Japanese left in Japan, or Russians left in Russia. Certainly the growth in populations, primarily in the Muslim world, certainly in the South American, among South American Catholics, but even there it's beginning to fall off. But why don't you simply address this issue? Because most people do not understand what has happened to the indigenous population, not only of Europe, but of the United States.
Well, you know, this is a genocidal ideology when applied to other people, and it's a suicidal ideology when applied to yourself. And this ideology has become so prevalent in Europe that It's basically accepted as sort of common knowledge that it's irresponsible to have more than one child. So all the good people only want to have one child or none. And so because they've embraced this insane idea. So if people have less than two children per family, it means the population's declining. It means you're going to have more old people than young people, more retirees than workers, and the whole system is going to go bankrupt. And that's exactly what's happening in Europe. We read this every day, this great financial crisis in Europe. Why can't these European countries balance their budgets? You say, well, it's just Greece. But it's not just Greece. Here we got Spain is about to go under, and Italy. And before long, it'll even affect France and Germany, because the fact of the matter is this, is that the people who are working have to support all the people, and if the people that are too old to work outnumber the people that are working, the numbers just don't add up. There aren't enough beans in the jar. And so this is just an insane ideology. It's a form of social suicide.
I think people need to understand that the reproduction or fertility rate in France and Germany is about 1.44 children per family, and it really has to be 2.1, the two people in the family, mother, dad, and then the children. Well, when you have 1.4 children, you're going behind. Then you get to Italy and Spain, you're down to 1.2 children per family. You get the same thing is true in Japan, same thing is true in Russia, and the populations are simply dying off. Now, of course, in Europe, they keep their population up by letting all the Muslims come in. In Japan, they won't let people in. They want, of course, to guard their country. And as a result, why there are fewer and fewer people working and more people retired. And the very social fabric of Japan is on the verge of destruction. But go right ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And by the way, as I discussed in the book of Merchants in Despair, a lot of this ideology was built up in Japan during the American occupation. In the immediate post-war period, the people who had before the war had been eugenicists and espousers of essentially Nazi ideology. They had to go underground during the war, but they pop up after the war advocating population control, and in particular directed against the non-white parts of the world. Now, there was one particular non-white country in the world where they didn't have to go and try to convince the local government to do what they said, where they could just tell them, and this was occupied Japan. And they went and they put pressure on the Japanese government first to legalize abortion and then to pass a population control law and to put out, you know, propaganda to the population that, you know, you should have small families, that Japan is severely overpopulated, and so forth. And when you do this, by the way, you get a short-term economic boost because you have fewer children who are also dependent. But after a period of around 20 years, what happens is the net effect of this is to create an excess of older people compared to working age people, and it leads you directly into economic death spiral, and that's what's happened to Japan. It's an amazing story, but look, you know, in the old days people would want to have a lot of children because the children supported them when they were old. Well, it's still the case that your children or the society's children support the old people when they get old. Except that in Europe, for example, everybody's counting on other people's children to support them when they're old because they're not having any of their own. And this just doesn't work.
And people say, well, but the United States is doing pretty well. After all, our reproduction rate's 2.1 per family, and certainly that's pretty good. But nobody will ever tell you. I mean, how could you conceal the truth of the matter that the white population of America is dying off? And basically, if you look at the Caucasian population of America, the traditional population here, the reproduction rate is about 1.67, 1.68 children per family. We're actually dying off. The reason, of course, we have certainly 2.1 is because the Muslims are coming in, having a lot lots of children, and said the Hispanic children coming in from South America, their families there are large. But the traditional families here in the United States, how are the blacks doing here in the United States? How well are they doing? Do you have any idea?
Okay. I mean, look, America in general is not doing as badly as Europe because this ideology has not been as thoroughly accepted here.
Hold that
and
thought.
Also,
hold,
we're
hold
better
that
at
thought.
Assimilating immigrants in Europe.
Hold that thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, certainly our guest, Chris, is Dr. Robert Silver, and he's simply pointing out that this anti-humanism really, of course, wants to destroy the infrastructure of our society, which is built upon a ready availability of energy. They want, of course, to limit our access to power. They want, of course, to limit our access to hydroelectric power. That's why they're tearing out dams. They want to limit our access to the power that's produced, electricity that's produced by oil and by coal and by natural gas, under the name, of course, of clean air, under the name of certainly of global warming. They've got all these excuses, and none of them are legitimate. What they really want to do is deindustrialize the world and impoverish the people. And then, of course, they want, of course, to do away with nuclear power. And this, you can see that program being carried out today. And, of course, we could get perhaps into what they've done intentionally. This is not accidental. The accident, what happened over in Fukushima, was totally unnecessary. And, of course, as Robert has pointed out, certainly tens of thousands of people died from the hurricane tidal wave. How many people have died from radiation? How many people did die from the earthquake and tidal wave, Robert?
28,000.
28,000. How many people have died from nuclear radiation?
In Fukushima, none.
Right, but see, that is never brought out in the media. So, but you go ahead, because I think this is so vitally important. People don't understand there are these people who want to deindustrialize the world, because an industrialized world raises living standards, and what they want to do is lower living standards so they can restrict production and consumption. Go right ahead.
Yeah, they'd like a world of serfs. And their values are totally inverted. Okay, because you see, this idea, the fundamental to the anti-human idea, is that there's only so much to go around, and people are consumers of what is there. And if you have that view, then each additional person in the world is basically damages everyone else, is a threat to everyone else. It's one more mouth to feed. And every nation and race is the enemy of every other nation and race, because they're all competing for a piece of a fixed pie. And so all we can do is try to fight it out and try to steal from others, try to kill others and take what they have so we can get a bigger share. And and human freedom, which allows human beings to go out and do more stuff, that must be suppressed, okay? On the other hand, if you take the view that humans are fundamentally creators, then each new person born into the world is basically a gift to the rest of us. And each nation and race is potentially the friend of every other nation and race. And human freedom is something that, rather than be suppressed, becomes our chief obligation to protect, because it is through freedom that creativity is allowed to function. Okay? So these are the two worldviews, and the first, the anti-human view, leads to slavery, genocide, war, okay, whereas the other leads to prosperity and freedom, and they're irreconcilable. And, you know, if you look at this, I mean, you know, Darwin took Malthus's idea that there isn't enough to go around, and therefore some are going to have to die. And he added a corollary to it. He says, yes, some are going to have to die. And who are they? They're the weak ones. They're the unfit. And it's by the superior ones eliminating these weak ones that the races advance, that they become higher and better by eliminating their weaker parts. And this idea was embraced in Germany, and it became the basis of German militarism. To quote one of the chief German intellectuals of the post-Darwin period, Otto Ammann, you know, he says, in its complete effect, war is a good deed for humanity, since it offers the only means to measure the power of nations to grant the victory to the fittest. War is the highest and most majestic form of the struggle for existence, as a Darwinian expression, and cannot be dispensed with, and thus also cannot be abolished. And then this was recast by, you know, General Friedrich Bernhardi, the chief intellectual of the German General Staff. 1912, war is necessary because it eliminates the weak. And it's out of this belief that the Germans raised celebration of war to a cult and created World War I and then World War II. These ideas have consequences. They lead to disasters of extraordinary proportions.
I love one of the points that Robert made. He was talking about chicken hawks. Chicken hawks eat chickens, and humans eat chickens. But, of course, the more chicken hawks there are in the world, the fewer chickens. The more human beings, the more chickens, because people are going to create chickens and breed chickens so we can have more to eat. And, of course, that's the difference between certainly chicken hawks and human beings. Mankind will produce the food that's needed, whereas chicken hawks will consume everything they get their hands on. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. Most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Robert Zubrin. His book is Merchants of Despair. And, of course, the whole idea is, my goodness, we're going to have too many people in the world. They're going to consume too much. And we'll run out of natural resources. And certainly the whole world will collapse by 1990. Because, of course, we will have used up everything. There's a shortage of oil. There's a shortage of water. There's a shortage of natural resources. And so what we've got to do is simply is limit production and limit consumption and impoverish the people and limit the number of people in the world. That's the only way the world is going to survive. And the way it's going to have to be done is we're going to have all the power. We're going to take the power and we're going to use this power to eliminate the population and lower the living standards of those that we allow to live. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what's happened in the past. This is exactly what's going on today. And basically, our guest is Dr. Robert Zubrin. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I will tell you, this is an excellent book. Robert's done a great job of it. Robert, how could people get hold of copies of your book?
Well, Merchant of Despair is available at Amazon.com. It's available at BarnesandNoble.com. You can go into a Barnes & Noble, and they may have it. And if they don't, they'll order it for you. They can have it for you in a couple of days. You know, if you prefer to get books the old-fashioned way. And there's also a website, which is merchantsofdespair.com, where not only are there links to where you can order the book, but also there's various short articles that I've written, which expand more on the thesis.
All right, well, let's just talk briefly about Fukushima, because this certainly is in the news today, and they're doing everything they can, of course, to frighten us to death about what happened over there, and certainly the fact that some of the cities are abandoned. We've seen 60 Minutes, and we see these empty cities there where, of course, nobody dares to go in. Except the people from 60 Minutes who walked around you there with a, they didn't have masks or anything else on. They walked around with a gown of some sort. But basically, of course, the whole idea is to frighten us. And then, of course, this could happen any place else in the world where there is a nuclear power plant. Obviously, this has had an impact. Germany, since Fukushima, has outlawed nuclear power. It'll all be closed down, I think, by the year 2025. They're going to try to do that here in the United States. They certainly have created this issue. And but a couple of things bother me about this story. First of all, why in heaven's name would they have the spent fuel of rods on the fourth floor of a building in a pool of water? I mean, that doesn't make sense. Why don't, and certainly when you've got fairly close buildings, other cities, why don't you simply take that spent fuel and reprocess it? It wouldn't be a problem. Or why don't you, since they tell us that that can't be done because Congress has passed a law against it, why then don't you store it there? We have this massive facility in Nevada. We actually spent billions of dollars to build it, and it was definitely safe for 10,000 years, but a judge said, oh, we couldn't use that because we don't know what's going to happen in 25,000 years. So why would you leave the nuclear fuel rods, you said they on the fourth floor of a building in a pool of water adjacent to a city? That just doesn't make any logical sense. Are the Japanese stupid? I don't think so at all. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, the reason why the waste is being stored directly adjacent to the plants is because the environmentalists won't let them put it anyplace else.
Right. They want an issue. They, in my estimation, they specifically wanted an incident so they could justify shutting down nuclear power. In my estimation, maybe I'm a little paranoid, or maybe I'm being realistic. But go ahead, Eric.
Well, they want an incident. They certainly want to preserve the problem. Their goal is to shut down the nuclear industry by creating insolvable problems for it. And by the way, the Sierra Club has stated openly that the reason why they're against establishing a waste repository in the desert in the U.S. is to create an insoluble problem for the nuclear industry so it will have to shut down, period. And the so these people are not concerned about the public safety. They want to make the plants as unsafe as possible so as to force them to shut down. That's their objective. And, yes, you can reprocess the spent fuel as they do in France, and you get more value out of it as well as less waste. Or if you just want to dispose it, the easiest thing to do is to glassify it and then put it inside of stainless steel cans, take it out to the middle of the ocean and drop it down, and it'll go down through the water and through the mud under the water down 10,000 feet and several hundred meters below the mud and in sediments that have been geologically stable for hundreds of millions of years, and it's not going anywhere. Carter administration put a stop to that, and then they said, well, let's do a big project, and we'll build this thing in the desert, and they spent, you know, decades building this, and $10 billion, and now, the guy who Obama appoints to be head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, he was a known opponent to this. The senators asked him, we know you're an opponent to this. We can't have a biased person involved in this. He said, I'll recuse myself from any decisions concerning the Nevada nuclear waste site. But he did not. He went ahead and he wrecked the project. Now, he was just thrown out last week because he engaged in sexual harassment of some female staff at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So now Obama has appointed a woman, Allison McFarling, to be the new head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and she has written a book called Uncertainty Underground, which goes into all these details about how we don't know what will happen to the geology of Nevada 10,000, 20,000, a million years into the future. And really, there is no urgency in moving the waste from its current location near the plants. We have plenty of time. Well, why not move the waste, put it in Nevada, and then we have plenty of time if we decide we can't keep it in Nevada. Well, we've got 10,000 years, in fact.
the people should understand that this is all malicious. These people want to destroy industrialized society, and when you understand that, it all makes sense. Basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got John calling from Spokane. John, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I was wanting to comment on this.
Then speak up just a little louder, John.
Oh yes, on this issue of population control, politics will very quickly mandatory. Will put forth mandatory mercy killing to eliminate all the elderly people because there's so many fewer people being born into the world to pay taxes and stuff to help the poor. But the very quickly we're going to see euthanasia, mandatory euthanasia in all societies to eliminate the.
We are already seeing it, John. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, that was just basically what I wanted to comment on.
All right. Basically, okay. they already have the hospice system out there. They already have people signing living wills. And, of course, the living will says, you know, if I do not want any extraordinary care, you know, if I'm extremely ill. And, of course, certainly you don't want to necessarily have an endotracheal tube put in you and fed intravenously. But, of course, nobody ever defines what extraordinary care is. Well, I will tell you what it is because I've been at the meetings. And they said when you arrive at the emergency room of an accident, starting an IV on you is extraordinary care. And if once we start an IV, it's hard to pull it out. So we don't know what's wrong with you, but we were not going to start IVs. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a life-saving procedure. They never define extraordinary care. Have you ever noticed that? There really are people working within the medical profession who are killing patients today. But nobody's ever going to talk about that because if you do and you have a medical license, they'll come after you and after your license. Let me tell you, I know this because I've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time. Thanks very much for calling, John. Anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, that's all.
Okay, fine. Let's quickly go to Eric calling from Michigan. Our telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Eric, do you have a question on this subject?
Yeah, yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Alex Jones was covering the Bilderberg meeting, and you mentioned this fellow Richard Pearl. I remember him being a member of the PNAC group. And the PNAC group, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Stan, has a particular view about the global populace to the extent that they purportedly claim to have knowledge of race-specific disease-inducing pathogens, whatever, to obviously depopulate the world. And recently, through the United Nations, I heard reports that polio is becoming an epidemic, I guess in Africa, where they've been inoculating all these indigenous people. So I'm wondering if the guest has any corroboration for what appears to be a rather genocidal conspiracy here.
All right, fine. Do you have any thoughts, Sydney?
Well, I can't speak to the particular examples that the caller raised because I'm not acquainted with those. However, in the book, Merchants of Despair discusses a great many cases of genocide perpetrated by advocates of anti-humanism. And in particular, one that has a relationship, has some similarity to one of the examples that the caller raised, is discussed in terms of the spread of AIDS in Africa. Now, I don't have any evidence whatsoever to support, although I can't disprove, but I don't have any evidence, and I don't make the argument that AIDS was created by on purpose and so forth to kill Africans. But what is clear is that in the population control programs that are being done in Africa, and by the way, with very substantial funding from the United States government funneled through organizations like Planned Parenthood, the way they do it is by using needles to inject a long-duration contraceptive called Norplant. It keeps people from being able to conceive for about 3 months at a time, so you get injected four times a year and you won't have any children. Well, they've been handing out the needles over the counter to very poorly educated women who then reuse the needles. And these are women who are unacquainted with the germ theory of disease and unacquainted with how to properly sterilize a needle if they even try. According to the United Nations World Health Organization, which is not a conservative organization by any stretch of the imagination, these programs are contributing to massive spread of AIDS and other diseases in Africa. And Africa has like 10 times the rate AIDS frequency of any other continent. And it appears to be in significant part because of the distribution of these needles. Now, you could say this is a conscious effort to spread AIDS, or you can say it is simply mendacious irresponsibility. You know, in other words, you can call it murder or you can call it manslaughter, but it's definitely killing people.
You're absolutely right, because that is the field that I spent 10 years invested my life into until I finally decided it was simply a matter of population control, and they had already killed 30 million people at that time, and there is no way we were going to change it. But let me give you a little of the background. Certainly, Eric was talking about this PNAC group. Now, that's the Project for a New American Century. Project for the New American Century, they actually published a pamphlet called Rebuilding America's Defenses. Rebuilding America's Defenses, you can pull it down off the internet or get it from my ministry, in a pamphlet called Iraq, the Untold Story. And basically in that, they talk about now we have the ability to create new diseases that are genetic specific or race specific, and now we can target specific races. That is their statement, not mine. It was published in the year 2000. And of course, we know, and if you haven't read my treatise on AIDS, we have one on AIDS, the rest of the story, I think the title is, but which you can always call and we'll be glad to send you one. But basically, the disease is specifically designed to target blacks. This is why in America today, almost half of the people with HIV or AIDS who died of AIDS are black. Here in the United States, almost half, not quite, but almost half. This is why you go into South Africa, 25% of the adult population is HIV infected. This is why you go into Botswana, where, of course, they check test all of the pregnant women. Somewhere between 46 and 48% of the pregnant women are HIV infected, which is either a terrible public health failure or a very successful genocidal policy. And I will tell you, it's a successful genocidal policy, because the people of Botswana, the public health officials, have wanted to do and utilize the standard public health techniques that I've recommended in my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And they've been told if they try to stop the spread of the disease, they will lose all their public health funding from the World Health Organization and from the United States. They want to kill the people of Africa. They're doing a great job of it, and the average American has no idea how our tax dollars are being spent. But that's an entirely different subject, and perhaps that issue of the reusing the dirty needles plays a part in this. There's so many things that the average person finds so difficult to believe. Robert, we've just got a couple of minutes for you to go ahead with some of the other issues, but this is an excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Merchants of Despair. Well worthwhile reading. Go right ahead, Robert.
Yeah. Well, look, the bottom line point here for people to understand is this, is we're not in danger because of overpopulation. We're in danger from people who claim there's overpopulation and who want to get rid of population. We're not in danger from lack of resources. We're in danger from people who are trying to stop us from using our resources. You know, we're not in danger of global warming. We're in danger from people who want to use the alleged threat of global warming to take away our freedom. That's where the real threat is here. It's the threat of horrible ideas being used as rationalizations to impose horrible policies.
And I think that's very well said. And people have to understand that this whole issue is contrived. What they really want to do, they want to destroy the foundation of our economy. They want, of course, to eliminate large segments of the population because they believe that the people are the problem. We've got to limit the number of people in the world. They're in the process of destroying our currency. And it's so hard for people to believe this is going on, but Robert's done an excellent job in his book, and we've written about this as well. There is an effort to destroy Western civilization.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, I guess this has been Dr. Robert Zubrin. Thank you so much for being with us. I've really enjoyed our conversations.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you out there across America who are concerned about what's going on, are concerned about your children, are concerned about the fact that your tax money, for instance, is being utilized today to actually finance a massive genocide in China. So far, China will acknowledge having murdered or certainly aborted 400 million children. That's 400 million children. But certainly for every child that they've aborted, they have prevented the birth of through contraception or sterilization, another 2 to 3. And the same thing has happened in Russia. The same thing has happened in India. Here in America, we have actually aborted 53 million children and simply by the use of contraceptives prevented the birth of perhaps another 2 to 3 to 4 times that many, or 2 to 3 times that many. People never stop and talk about that. We are financing the population control movement throughout the world. If you have any question, you need to get my DVD, Planned Population Reduction. Planned Population Reduction. You need, of course, to get my talk on Nundare, Call It Genocide, the 2 DVDs. Certainly you want to get my most recent talk on population control, the covert agenda. That's only recently available. Population control, the covert agenda. And then, of course, if you get any of them, and you can ask for a free copy of my treatise on the population control agenda. The population control agenda, you can pull it down off the internet, but if you'd like a copy of it, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you get any of the other items we've mentioned or anything else, why, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. I did this probably, at least 15 years ago. But, of course, it's certainly one of the best things up there. And we've certainly put out hundreds of thousands of copies of this all across the world. You get it on my website, you get it off the internet, the Population Control Agenda. There really are people who want to eliminate most of the population of the world, and as horrible and impossible as that seems, the nightmare is real, ladies and gentlemen. The nightmare is real. Well, remember, of course, the Conspiracy Conference this weekend. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday morning at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. That's the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. I'll be the first speaker, and we'll have a table there all weekend if you can make it up there. And that's the Conspiracy Conference at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And then, of course, I would point out that Radio Liberty is still primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience who believe in what we're trying to accomplish, who agree with me that there really are powerful forces working behind the scenes that have a different world view. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to advertise with us, or you're in a position to support us financially, great. If not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. For indeed, the longer, of course, I'm in this movement, the more convinced I am that this is a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And certainly, if you haven't, of course, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get that. You need to understand what is really going on in the world today. You live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. You live in a subjective world. There's a spiritual world. You live in a visible world. There's an invisible world. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we're going to be right back here in just a minute. Hopefully, Cheryl Hancock's going to be calling us in this next hour. Otherwise, Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. My good friend Lynn Marzulli is with us. And, of course, Lynn's an ordained minister who gave up a good paying position at a large church in Southern California to actually take up an independent ministry. And he's out on the front lines, you know, just simply calling people to repentance. And certainly, initially, of course, he wasn't that busy. Now, of course, we have a hard time getting him. He's being asked to speak at all sorts of church conferences and meetings. And so we got him just at a good time. We're fortunate to get him in between his calls. Hi, Lynn. How are things going? Oh, let's see if we can get him here. Oh, there we are. Hi, Lynn. How are things going?
It's good, Dr. Stan. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us what's new now. Sydney, Lynn gets into the background of the spiritual battle we talk about all the time and is right on top of it. And he recognizes that there really is a supernatural component to what's going on. Most people, they're materialists. They can't believe that supernatural things could happen. There really could be supernatural manifestations. There really could be demonic beings out there. There really could be UFOs, but they're not from outer space. They are from inner space. They are demonic manifestations. They can materialize and they can dematerialize. And certainly, we've read enough descriptions of this sort of thing. In fact, I've never seen anything materialize or dematerialize, but I will tell you, one of the most amazing things happened, I guess 20 years ago to where we live. And basically where we live, there are never tornadoes. I can never remember a tornado in California until about 20 years ago when one developed on the street below us, came up. We have a pool house for a swimming pool, took that to a pool house and turned it about 30 degrees, came right up and went right along the edge of our porch, tore off all the grapevines growing on our porch, didn't scratch it, went to just a few feet, maybe 50 feet, 100 feet more, was tearing out trees that were 3 or 4 foot in diameter. Most amazing thing. And I mean, I cannot believe that just happened by accident. I really believe God was there protecting our home. Mm-hmm. If it had been a foot more inward, it would have taken off our porch in the front of our house. But things really do happen. There is a supernatural component, and God looks after sometimes people perhaps not deserving, but he looks after them, and other times terrible, terrible things happen. Mm-hmm. Lynn, you pick up the story.
Excuse me. Well, what I find just extraordinary is the Arab Spring. And I really, last time I was on, we talked about this, but it's always good to kind of refresh and, you know, there's always new listeners. But, you know, the Arab Spring has been going on almost a year now. And what we see is it's completely unprecedented. Millions of people all across the Arab world simultaneously decided to revolt. And I believe that there's a supernatural trigger to that. How do you get millions of people to just go, okay, we're going to uprise, this is it, it's time to revolt, it's time to overthrow the dictators that we've been under for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever, and we want democracy. Of course, we never see democracy. What we see is the implementation of Sharia law. But what I find absolutely fascinating about this is the status quo in the Middle East has changed, and it is irreversible, that change. In other words, before the Arab Spring, there was sort of a to use the word peace is sort of I'm overreaching using that word, but there was sort of a modicum of stability in the area. You had a peace treaty with Egypt, and Jordan had a peace treaty with Israel. So, you know, on both sides, Israel knew that it had people, at least on some level, that it could trust. That's all gone.
Well, I share your concern about Israel. I really believe that. And what's really so interesting, we have a young woman over there who keeps us abreast of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And she's pointing out that Jewish people are coming from all over the world to Israel. There's far more people coming in than leaving today. That's totally illogical.
Mm-hmm.
If I was living in Israel, I would be doing everything I could to get out of there. But they're coming from America.
Right.
They're coming from Latin America.
Being pulled.
They want to be there because they know something major is about to happen in Israel.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cindy Lynn is talking about what is going on over in the Near East. Apparently, there was a soccer game there in Egypt, and they unfurled this great big flag banner there, and it's written in English, obviously. Why would they write this in English at an Egyptian soccer game in Cairo? Well, because they want to get attention in the American press. And of course, the slogan was Egypt, one nation under a new Holocaust. What are they talking about? They're talking about an attack on Israel. Rather than simply one nation, you know, building up our economy, one nation, trying to help the Egyptian people, one nation, you know, under democracy, or call it what you will. No, they're talking about simply destroying Israel. Of course, Lynn says this has to be supernatural. And I really believe there's a supernatural component of what's going on. I think the fact that Jewish people from all over the Northern Hemisphere in the United States, Canada, but specifically from Latin America, Jewish people from Latin America are streaming back into Israel because they sense that something major is about to happen and they want to be in the Jewish homeland when it does happen. I know that some people are leaving. We've heard stories from Chile and elsewhere that some Jewish people are leaving. But according to our friend, Sydney Carol Matriciana, lots more people are going back to Israel than are leaving at the present time. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, and of course, all this is a prophetic fulfillment that we're seeing. I get some people who are in the replacement theology crowd, with all due respect to them, you know, they say that the church is Israel and Israel forfeited her promises and, you know, this whole deal, then, and it doesn't matter that these Jews are gathered back into the ancient boundaries of Israel. And if that's true, then somehow God's made a mistake. I mean, we've got millions of Jews that came in after World War II, after the on the ashes of the Holocaust, literally, which I believe was the birth pains in some ways of Israel. But I write about that in the Cosmic Chess Match, how, again, there's a huge supernatural component to all of this. If Satan can wipe every Jew off the face of the earth, then prophecy of Ezekiel 37 and other places, in other words, the birthplace of Israel, will not happen, and thus God's a liar, you can't trust him. But it backfired, as usual, and what we saw out of the horrific birth pains of the Holocaust came the nation of Israel. So if somehow these are not the Jews, then God made a big mistake. And I just, you know, people can't, they always give me this, and I won't mention any names here, but there are certain people that try to promulgate that somehow this is the synagogue of Satan, and it's a complete misquote of Scripture. And so if that's really what we think, then somehow God has made a huge mistake, because I just watched a film today that was shot in 1925, Dr. Stan. It was amazing. It's about 6 minutes long. All of the old city of Jerusalem. And basically, there's nobody there. I mean, yeah, there's people there, but it's not like it is today. It's 1925. There's no contest of a land. The land is of Israel has not been necessarily reborn yet, not till 1948. Excuse me. But what we see is this huge influx of people after World War II into the area. And why certain, you know, factions will say, well, this is not really the children of Israel and this is whatever. I mean, from my standpoint, it's just very obvious and very plain that God doesn't make mistakes. And this is Israel. And Israel has been reformed there for 2,000 years, and it's called the time of Jacob's trouble, not Bob, Fred, or Ernie's, because Jacob deals with Israel, and that's where we are. And that's we're moving to this time that is unprecedented, Dr. Stan. And we see all around us the birth pangs.
And, you know, it's so interesting. There's all sorts of books out there that may well have been written with the best of intentions, but they mislead people. One of them is Arthur Kessler's The 13th Tribe, which is basically this whole idea that most of the Jews today are Khazars. They're not of Jewish origin at all. And the Khazar Jews, there's the Sephardic Jews, and but of Khazar Jews are not Jewish in origin. Well, basically, of course, fortunately, we have genetic engineering and the genetic typing, and they've actually, of course, typed the various types of Jews, the Sephardic Jews, the Khazar Jews, and they all have very specific genes that are specific to the Jewish race. And these are the people, both Sephardic Jews and the Khazar Jews, who are streaming back into Israel today. Now, there are certain elements within the Khazar group that hate the Sephardic, and we could talk about some of the horrible things that have been done to the Sephardic Jews in Israel. And this is why one of the reasons I enjoy having a Barry Shamish on with us. He brings us abreast of many of the things that are going on from the Jewish point of view. And he's really a Jewish patriot. He doesn't believe in Christianity. I'm not even sure he necessarily believes in the God of the Jews, but he believes in the Jewish people, and a wonderful individual, and we're sort of hoping that perhaps something we say or something one of our listeners says will perhaps begin to point him into the right direction. But always a fascinating guest. We always enjoy having Barry Shamish on, but the fact that they have actually checked the genetic makeup of so many of the Jews, and they have genes that you and I don't. They have typical Israeli genes or Jewish genes. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I don't think if you study what's going on today, you can deny that we are living in prophetic times. Sydney, I think that we are seeing and preparing for a great war over there in the Middle East. And I think that this whole idea of the Arab Spring is beginning to unite the Arab world. And we are going to see, certainly, a conflict, a clash of civilizations between the Muslim East and the Christian West. And certainly Samuel Huntington, in his book, The Clash of Civilizations, warned against this and the disastrous results will come about if should this happen. And I think we're on the verge of some terrible and disastrous things that are going to change America forever. Number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Lynn, go right ahead.
You know, Dr. Stan, I would certainly concur to that. And I would add that, in fact, I blog about it today. I was at the dinner last night with a few friends, a couple of pastors, and, you know, their wives and my wife, of course. And we were all discussing, you know, the Middle East events over there and the whole thing of lots of saber-rattling with Iran and the fact that Russia has stated that if we attack Tehran, it's like attacking Moscow. So, and of course, Putin with the rigged election gets president for life. I just love that. And it's almost like Godiah's cast. We're looking at Ezekiel 38 and the formation of it. What's interesting is the United States is not mentioned in prophecy. And so, you know, skeptics will look at this and go, ah, well, you know, that just shows you that the Bible, it doesn't know everything and it didn't know about America or, you know, it only knew the known world at the time, the ancient world, and knew nothing of the new world. But what some of these skeptics don't figure is that what if the United States is taken out with a dirty nuke or a series of EMP bombs or anything like that? I mean, this is the sum, for me, this is my greatest fear. I mean, a nuclear event in this country will certainly be devastating. But it's something that's survivable. And I know that this sounds, you know, bizarre, but it is. It's survivable. You're going to have a lot of catastrophe, a lot of casualties, rather, in ground zero. But it's survivable. It doesn't shut down civilization as we know it. An EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, on the other hand, we've talked about this before, which is very easy to do. I mean, you take an oil tanker and you retrofit that thing, the missile launcher. You move into the Gulf or the East Coast or the West Coast, and you just fire that missile. And all it needs to do is go 200 miles into the air and detonate an atomic bomb, which creates an electromagnetic pulse, which then short circuits every electrical device underneath this huge umbrella. And that thing would probably go about a 1,000-mile radius from where you shot it. So if you shot it into the heartland or shot it over the East Coast, you know, you're wiping out entire sections of the United States. And what most people don't realize, it fries all the electric. And the following day, you don't get up and run the toaster anymore. The car doesn't start. The cell phone won't work. The computer doesn't turn on. The iPad, its battery is fried. Nothing, in other words, modern life as we know it is instantly gone. I mean, instantly gone. Everything that we take for granted here, it's gone. It's gone. Our whole way of life has changed, and radically so, in a matter of seconds. And that worries me more than a nuclear event. Because a nuclear event, at least you can, you know, kind of put the pieces back together. Yeah, it's devastating, yeah, but this is different. This affects millions and millions and millions of people, and there's no way out. I mean, this within 24 to 48 hours, or sooner, the stores are going to get cleaned out. But here's the deal. Let's say you live in the country. Well, let's say you live in the city, and, you know, the cars won't start. And the refrigerators aren't on. Now what? You see where it goes really quick. Within 48 hours, you've got massive panic in the cities wherever this EMP bomb has, you know, exploded. And what you know, you say, well, you know, Marzulli, you're just fear mongering. And what are you talking about? I've heard Newt Gingrich over a year ago talk about the same thing. And other politicians have tried to warn that we need to somehow protect our grid, our electrical grid, in the event of an EMP, and of course we've got no protection like this at all.
Well, you know, the most interesting thing about this is, Lynn, that it could be done fairly economically, mm-hmm. a few billion dollars, and they could really protect the grid. And certainly, I believe there were congressional hearings when Gingrich was in Congress. Mm-hmm. They know how to do it. For a few billion dollars, they could do it. And yet they steadfastly refuse to do it. We can give away billions of dollars.
Makes you wonder.
Sure, makes you wonder why. I mean, these people are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. Is it possible that there are people who want to destroy contemporary civilization? Mm-hmm. Is it possible that they're planning on the EMP device to destroy contemporary civilization? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. right here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We've got David calling from upstate New York, and we're going to get back to what our Lynn Marzulli was talking about just a moment ago, but let's go to David from upstate New York. David, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question in Ezekiel chapter 34 and Ezekiel chapter 37 and Jeremiah 30 and also in Hosea chapter 3. It talks about David. Now, is that making reference to the Old Testament David or is that making reference to a future David? Because wasn't the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Hosea written after the life of King David?
Yes. Yes. I'd have to look at the passage. You know, what is it referred to?
Well, it's referring to the future. It says that, well, I'll give you an example of in Ezekiel chapter 34. Let's see, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 23. And it says, "And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken."
That's future.
So it's talking. So it's talking about another David.
What it's doing is pointing. Yeah, it's pointing to the Messiah. It's pointing to a time in the future where Messiah will come.
I understand. It's a prototyping.
Yeah.
A Jesus is the shepherd. As David was a shepherd boy, so Jesus will be the shepherd. I hope that answers your question, David. Okay, and let's go to Sydney, to Lynn. And he was basically talking about taking a trip to New Orleans and Sydney, how tremendous Gulf spill there. It had an impact on this one restaurateur. They went to this restaurant, and basically, what did he say? What did he tell you, Lynn?
Well, it was fascinating. We're going to use this in Watchers 4, Dr. Stan, but we interviewed him for about 45 minutes to an hour. Very candid interview. He talked about there were several crews that actually came into his restaurant several weeks ago and were cleaning up more oil on the beach in an undisclosed location. They wouldn't tell him where they were, you know, getting the oil from. He was telling us that the oysters, the way the oysters reproduce is the oysters put out a stream of sperm. And what happens is that sperm will float in the current on the bottom of the ocean, and it will stick to the oyster shells. And then that's called a spat. And then from that spat is another oyster grows on top of the oyster. Eventually that's how they reproduce. Well, because of the oil in the water, the oyster sperm is no longer sticking to the oysters. The shrimp isn't maturing. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so the bottom line is we really don't know just how bad this thing is yet. No one does. And, you know, where did all that oil go? This particular gentleman believes that it's sitting on the bottom of the ocean because of all the Corexit that that BP poured in. We went to one beach that was devastated, by the way, by Katrina. I mean, there were these million-dollar mansions that once were there on the other side of the highway that separates they're on the mainland, let's say, and the highway separates them into the beach. And the water came in, and in some places, all you see left is the foundation, and, of course, it's a for sale sign. It's been 7 years, and so some of it has been rebuilt. The newer houses are all on stilts, essentially, and they're at least, I would say, 10 feet above ground level because of the last storm surge. So they are rebuilding. But when we went to the beach, we dug down to see if we could find any oil. Didn't find any oil. So, you know, in some places, everything seems to be okay, and we see the commercials where, you know, people come down to New Orleans, and it's a beautiful place. I mean, the beaches were immaculate and beautiful. We didn't see any oil. But then you talk to this particular restaurateur, and you get a very different picture as to how the Gulf oil spill has impacted his industry. There were other men that we were supposed to speak to. Unfortunately, they didn't show up. They were all fishermen, and they were going to come on camera. I guess they got cold feet at the last minute, whatever, and just tell us how it impacted their livelihood. I mean, basically, it's wiped out their livelihood.
And basically, of course, then the fish still contaminated with the oil, the shellfish, the crabs, the oysters, things like that.
Well, again, the crabs aren't maturing, the oysters aren't maturing, the shrimp isn't maturing. So no one really knows how bad it is yet. And, you know, it's hard to really pin down what the full effect of this thing is.
But we're not getting the truth, ladies and gentlemen. No, you're not going to get the truth from ABC, CBS, or NBC. That's why it's so important we have the people like Lynn Marzulli going around, getting the information, talking to people, putting together DVDs. In fact, we carry Watchers 1, 2, and I think we carry 3. We'll be
Hi,
back
this is
in
Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli, and I've known Lynn, ever since before he gave up his good-paying job. How long ago was that, Lynn?
It's about 3-4 years this May, Dr.
Is it Stan. Really that long?
Yeah, time flies.
It sure does. Well, of course, Lynn is really I would not say he's an itinerant minister because he's actually producing all sorts of books, and we carry his books and all sorts of videos. We carry his videos, and he's going all over, certainly getting the information out and certainly going to meetings and doing a wonderful job. He's trying to bring about this revival, which certainly is the only thing that is going to save America at this point. Because remember, we can talk about politics, we can talk about finance, we can talk about history, but of course when it comes right down to us, this is a spiritual battle. But right now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we have Barbara on the line. Hi, Barbara, how are we doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. It's a great program with Lynn.
Well, he always is, but go right ahead.
Yes, absolutely it is. But I wanted to mention that actually Radio Liberty is not carry at this point Watchers 3.
Ooh.
And so we do need to have him, Lynn, talk about Watchers 3 at some point in time, rather than change the topic right now, but we need to have him talk about that and start carrying that DVD because it is extremely well done and does all of his things are. And so I just wanted to put that out there.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for letting us know. But we do carry Watchers 1. We do carry Watchers 2. We do carry his Nephilim trilogy. And Cynthia, we carry his book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And I think there's one or two others that we carry. But anyway, they're books by Lynn Marzulli, all worthwhile reading. All of them, of course, are tracking this same supernatural movement, conspiracy, call it what you will. We're living in biblical times, and believe me, there's the physical world we live in, but there is a spiritual world out there, and until people recognize that, they can't really understand what's going on. And Barbara, thank you so very much for calling, and we will get right on that. We'll get Lynn back on when we can to talk about Watchers 3, because
right.
We've watched it, we enjoyed it. Anything else you want to say?
No, just as long as we can catch up with him on his busy schedule at this point. And get it back on and talk about it.
All right,
it.
We'll get you back on to talk about Watchers
3.
Barbara, will you be sure we have that in stock?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Bye. Okay, fine. Well, I think that ladies and gentlemen, major things are going to happen, and they're going to happen to America. If you read the Old Testament, you'll find that time and again, God used a wicked people to punish his chosen people in Israel. He used the Assyrians. He used the Babylonians. And time and again, he would use these wicked, wicked nations to come into Israel and simply slaughter large numbers of people, destroy their society, carry them off into captivity. And then, of course, sometimes they were allowed to come back to him, as they did certainly under Cyrus. Certainly Cyrus the Persian allowed the children of Israel to return. And of course, we have those stories too. But if you don't think that God is going to bring his judgment on America, why, I think you're living in a make-believe world. Lynn, go right ahead with this story. We were talking about certainly the tremendous impact of Katrina and the oil spill on New Orleans, on the Gulf Coast, on the fishing industry, and nobody wants to talk about it, but it is still there. Go ahead.
Well, it still is. I mean, there were entire sections, again, of the city which have not been rebuilt. I mean, in all honesty, most of the places that we went had been rebuilt, but they're still, specifically in the Ninth Ward, there are still stretches of houses that have been boarded up with plywood and just remain in a ruinous state. And that's 7 years, you know, out now. And of course, the Gulf oil spill, it's amazing. This restaurateur was telling me that this crew came into his restaurant and they were a cleanup crew. And when he asked, you know, where are you guys cleaning up the oil? They were not at liberty, to tell him where they were cleaning up the oil. So everything is done very much in secret. And it's hard to get a straight answer out of everyone. We took away from the trip there that for the most part, the city has been rebuilt and things are, more than a modicum of normalcy has returned to the area. So that's the good news. And yet you've got this specter of the Gulf oil spill hanging over the area where we really don't know the full impact of it yet. And it's just something to kind of, you know, keep on the back burner and keep an eye on and see how it develops in future years.
All right, fine. Well, Sydney, this is simply one of the things that's gone on that shows the tremendous disruption that can take place in our society. But I really fear, and whether it's going to be a nuclear bomb, a dirty bomb, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, I think we're in for some very difficult times. You know, there really are people who have advocated something called Agenda 21. In fact, I'm going to be talking about that in June, I think, 2nd or 3rd at the Conspiracy Conference up in the Santa Clara area. I've been asked to speak about it. So basically, the whole idea of Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century, is put forward by the people who really run the world. And they, the purpose of Agenda 21 is to restructure society and remake mankind. Well, how do you restructure society? Well, because they really want to get away from individual cars and individual homes and certainly private property, and they want to completely change the structure of our society to get us to quit using electricity, to get us to quit using so much water and air, and you say, well, that's crazy talk. Well, it may be crazy talk, but these are the people who control the structure of our government, both at the national and at the state and the local level. There is a sinister, subversive Agenda 21. You can read about it up on the Internet. And what better way than to change society completely and restructure society almost overnight would be an EMP attack. And when you were talking about that a few minutes ago, and I just watched, of course, a wonderful DVD we have by our good friend Michael Shaw, the talk he gave at our conference last September in Cincinnati that will be available very, very soon. I thought to myself, what a wonderful way an EMP attack would be to facilitate Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I would certainly concur. It's interesting that, you know, and I'm not endorsing anybody, but there's one candidate that is a constitutionalist, at least at face value. And I'm speaking, of course, of Ron Paul. And isn't it interesting that that Judge Napolitano's show, Freedom Watch, was nixed by Fox? It was the only show on all of the stations, and I've got 800 of them here, that, in my opinion, actually reported what was going on. He was a strict constitutionalist. He talked about the law that Obama signed on New Year's Eve, I believe it was, allowing the military to detain anyone without bringing charges against them. That's in violation of our habeas corpus rights. We fought the American Revolution for that. He talked consistently about the wars in Afghanistan, the wars in Iraq, and was, of course, against those wars. Talked about Building 7 and 9/11 as a conspiracy, that we should open up some sort of congressional hearings and take a look at what really went on there. And, you know, he was a voice of reason. He was defending freedom, and he's no longer on the air. I also find it, and I'm going someplace with this, I also find it interesting that Andrew Breitbart had a heart attack literally the day he was supposed to reveal, apparently, allegedly, damning information about President Obama. And some of it has been, it was actually part one came out today, talking about Obama's relationship with Saul Alinsky. And that's about as far as left as you can possibly get. I mean, it's a communist manifesto. That's what it is. And isn't it interesting how he drops dead of a heart attack at 48? And we may never know what happened with him. I say that to bring us back to even further. It shows you how dark this agenda goes. And some of you out there listening goes, oh my gosh, this guy's a conspiracy nut. Well, I've been saying all along that Sirhan, more than likely was a Manchurian candidate and had nothing to do with the RFK assassination. And just today, more information came out. There was I just love this stuff. You know, you find out about it years later. There was a tape that somebody had, a reporter had, his microphone was on, he didn't realize it was on. And when you analyze the tape, there are about 18 bullets fired. Well, that can't possibly be because Sirhan's gun did not hold 18 bullets. So there's at least a second shooter in the room. Sirhan has maintained his innocence throughout the entire ordeal. He doesn't remember anything about it. Is it MK Ultra type thing? We don't know. But see, this goes back to the Agenda 21, because there is a dark cabal, a brotherhood of darkness, as you put it, Dr. Stamm. And they are attempting, they want a one-world government where the elites have everything and then everyone else is equally poor. If you want a good view of that, go to Mexico, because that's what you're looking at, except even worse than that, more than likely. They also want to reduce the population drastically. So it's interesting. We get intel from people working in shipyards. I mean, it's you know, it's hard to vet some of this stuff, and it makes for great radio. But I get reports from people that they're building like arcs, like ships. I mean, literally like the movie 2012, exactly like that. They are building, you know, getaway ships because they know it's coming. The elite know that this is orchestrated, and all hell's about to break loose.
who knows what it will be. I firmly believe that World War III is on our doorstep. And isn't it interesting? I remember I was I got back on Friday from the New Orleans trip, and before that I was looking, I forget which, I think it was on Saturday morning or maybe Sunday morning, and on the front cover of USA Today, there is the picture of Lindsay Lohan. So talking about her performance on Saturday Night Live. So I guess it was on Sunday morning I look at this. So out of all the things that we could talk about, out of all the things the American people need to know, Lindsay Lohan's performance on Saturday Night Live. I mean, it's just unconscionable what the problem that the American people are fed in the guise of news. And, of course, any religious discussion like Rick Santorum, you know, talking about, I forget the exact quote, but he was basically talking about evil and that there is a character by the name of Satan. Instantly, the news media jumps all over him. And basically tries to eviscerate him publicly. Oh, what a moron. Now he's talking about Satan. And see, this is, it's just amazing how, who are these people and why do we have to listen to them, basically? You know, I mean, who gives them the right to steer the dialogue in any direction that they choose to? And I just find it just absolutely amazing. Some of these people wouldn't know what to do if the supernatural actually manifested anywhere near, or, you know, a real graphic demonstration of something supernatural. They wouldn't know how to deal with it. And yet, and this is why we always get the tongue-in-cheek stuff with the UFOs or, oh, you know, those little green men are at it again, ha, 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 and they all laugh it over. But, you know, the bottom line, that the phenomena is not going away. The cattle mutilations is not going away. We conducted an interview recently with Dr. Roger Lehr, and we talked about the 16th and the 17th implant removal that he did. And we've talked about some of that before, but we also know that this thing seems to be giving off a frequency. And Professor Robert Haralick, New York University, we gave that information to him, and he came back to us and suggested that perhaps this is a clock speed. In other words, that this chip is actually a supercomputer. And then we told that information to Stan Deo, and Stan Deo said, wow, you know, if you can, try to get an oscilloscope on this thing, and if it's a square wave, it's definitely a computer. If it's a computer, Dr. Stan, it's running about 100 times faster than the fastest computer we have on the planet.
Well, let me just, for our listeners, basically Dr. Lehr is a podiatric surgeon, and he has removed about 16 of these implants that people have had implanted into them. When they were abducted by aliens. And you say, abducted by aliens? What are you talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are at least over 5,000 reported cases in the United States, probably twice or three times that many of people who claim to have been abducted, and many of them have talked about having a chip put into them. And Sydney, so basically Dr. Lehr, the greatest respect for him, he's actually taken these chips out, and this is what Lynn is talking about, that there is a question that this could be a little tiny computer. It's certainly, the material certainly doesn't appear to be from this world. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's nanotechnology in these things. The last one he took out, they took it to a machine shop and tried to open it up with a diamond blade saw and got nowhere with that. They finally took it to a laboratory and finally opened it up with a laser. And then inside they found carbon nanotube, double carbon nanotubes. They have no idea what this thing is. But Dr. Lehr believes that it's changing the person's DNA. And when he told me that, that's what got the wheel spinning for me. And I'll be speaking in Branson in July. I just want to give that conference a plug. And I'll be in Kentucky this weekend at a conference. If you're in the area, you can go to my blog site, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and scroll down to, you know, you'll see it right there, L.A. Marzulli Speaking in Kentucky, and it's got website information if you want to check that out. But I know in Branson this in July there's going to be a lot of people speaking, and my whole presentation, I only get an hour to speak, so I don't have a lot of time, but it will be on what we discovered, and what it's all in the Cosmic Chess Match, the new book, but talking about how this implant may in fact fit all the criteria that we see in the book of Revelation that Jesus tells us in Matthew 24, and then is later really articulated further amplified in the book of Revelation. And I just find that absolutely chilling, that, you know, I actually held this thing in my hand. So it's, remember, and listen, folks, you know, you're out there and you're listening to this and you're going, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Let me remind you that 2 Thessalonians tells us that Satan, the devil, the dragon, our adversary, comes on the scene with all signs and lying wonders. Let's not underestimate what this thing, what's about to happen.
In fact, if you watch Sydney, Watchers 1 and Watchers 2, there's segments in there in mm-hmm. both of those of interviews with Dr. Mayer. Is that correct, Lynn?
Yeah, he's in all three videos, and we just interviewed him again for Watchers 4.
All right, so basically this is not imaginary. You can actually see pictures of these things. They've gotten out. They have the technology, but it comes, it's other, you might say it's otherworldly. Mm. We live in a divided world today, a material world and a supernatural world, and here these forces begin to merge. We'll be back in just a moment here.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, Dr. Stan, you can get Dr. Lynn's material at lamarzulli.org. L.A. Marzulli, but we carry his books, The Nephilim Trilogy, Policy Prophecy and the Supernatural, Alien Interviews. Now, that's not interviews with aliens, it's interviews with people who've interviewed people who claim they've had alien encounters. We carry Watchers 1, we carry Watchers 2, We'll actually see pictures of these implants that have actually been removed. And this is not imaginary. They really are there. Certainly, Dr. Marks, I think it was his name back at Harvard, had records of about 5,000 people who claimed to have been abducted, and many of them claimed that had, and they all had similar stories. And of course, I believe that these are demonic manifestations. There really is a spiritual battle going on. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't listened to my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret and read the syllabuses that come with them, they're available. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly our website is radioliberty.com. You can go there and you can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day there, archive programs, live programs, 4 hours a day, archive programs, 24 hours a day. When Sydney, you listen to our satellite feed 9 hours a day, encourage others to listen. They may not believe us. A lot of them will be sure that why we're crazy when they start listening. But I found that if people listen for a while, before long they're afraid we're not crazy, and they begin to understand the true nature of this spiritual battle we're involved in today. So your job is to get other people to listen. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, why, Barbara tells me we're sending our mail order business is way down, and a lot of people are having real financial problems, and we understand that. We really do deeply appreciate the people who are loyally supporting us, and many of them are giving very, very generously, but, well, if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, and then, of course, we have some great new items that we're carrying. If you have not yet seen my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, you need to get it. If you haven't seen my interview with General Lewis Walt, 4-star Marine General, it's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And certainly we will have very, very soon DVDs. Don't call for them until we tell you, but all of the DVDs from the conference will be available. I watched 3 of them this weekend, Betty Martini, Rosalind Peterson, and Michael Shaw, all excellent. We will be speaking up at the Conspiracy Conference on the 2nd and 3rd of June, as I remember, and so if you're interested in going, it's always a good turnout, and certainly gets a conspiracy conference. If you need more information, you can call us. We ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Remember to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and for Congressman Ron Paul, John Loeffler. They're all on the front lines of this battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. And so until tomorrow night, we'll be back at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world, asking the questions, and demanding, what are you all doing with billions and trillions of dollars? We know and it's not good. Let's go to Dalton in Montana. Dalton in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome to the Power Hour today.
Good morning, Joyce.
Morning. What's on your mind, Dalton?
Well, you know, I guess what I'd like to say is that it's almost like, what did you expect? It's a the last act of any nation or administration towards its people is to loot the people before
yes.
the nation crumbles. And that's a historical fact. And the United States is run like a corporation. And so, therefore, its people are expendable according to whatever happens for the bottom line. It's all about money. It's all about greed. And if they give it to you, they can take it back away from you, which is clearly evident. And, you know, when you become involved in entitlement programs, whether that's Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, or food stamps, those are just things that they give to you, and then you become dependent on them.